Is Christmas Christian? Should Christians celebrate Christmas? What is the foundation for its celebration? What does the word Christmas even mean? Did God ever sanctify its celebration? Are Christians allowed to add celebrations which the Lord Himself never commanded? In this first video of several to come, where we dive into all that the Bible says about Christmas, we will answer these questions along with other questions pertaining to Christmas. Please stick around as you may hear something you have never heard before. Let's begin with the foundation of Christmas itself, the birth of our Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Did God tell us anywhere in the Bible that we should celebrate the birth of His Son? Did Jesus Himself ever tell us to celebrate the day of His birth? The answer to both of those questions is a resounding no. In fact, there is not a single instance in the Bible where a righteous man or woman of God celebrated the day of their birth. The closest thing to that is when a baby is born, but that is far from the idea of annual birthday celebrations. John 16:21, "A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world." This verse simply speaks about the joy of having a baby born safely, and the love the mother has toward her newborn baby. Regarding the birth of Jesus Christ, adherents to the celebration of His birth will often state that He was born on December 25th. We will tackle the pagan origins of that birth date at another time. For now, however, let's focus on that time of year. Please understand that winter in Israel is very cold. Because of the cold weather, shepherds would not dare to lead their flocks out to pasture during that time. Moreover, they wouldn't imagine going out in such conditions at nighttime. But when you read the accounts of Joseph and Mary, you see that they were forced to deliver Jesus in a manger because all the inns were booked up. Luke 2, 6-8. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Did you catch that? The shepherds were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. This means that it was not in the winter months that Jesus was born. He was born sometime in the autumn, not at any point in the winter. This is all besides the fact that there were many people there at that time who all had to travel during that season in order to pay their taxes, which is the very reason Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem in the first place. Luke 2, 4-5 says, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child." Had the taxing season been in the winter, countless people would have suffered immense pain and suffering just to travel and pay their taxes. From a worldly perspective, Rome would not have done this because they would have lost an immense amount of money simply because people would have found it too dangerous to travel at that time. So, now we know Jesus was not born in the winter. That said, is it still the case that we are allowed to celebrate His so-called birthday? Did God sanctify such a celebration? The fact of the matter is this: there is not a single instance in all the Bible where a righteous man or woman of God celebrated the day of their birth. What you actually see are the men of God cursing the day they were born while seeking to serve the Lord as perfectly as possible so that they could look forward to the better resurrection after they die. Job 3, 3-5. "Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man-child conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it." Ecclesiastes 7:1. "A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth." Jeremiah 20:14 15. "Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not that day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, A man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. just like these previous righteous men of God, look at Paul, for example. He saw the day of his death as a day worthy of mentioning, but does not mention the day of his birth with such high regard. 2 Timothy 4, 6-8 says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." If we are to call ourselves Christians, we ought to walk even as our Lord and King Jesus Christ walked. 1 John 2:6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked." And it is a matter of scriptural record that Jesus never once celebrated his birthday, nor did any of his apostles or any other of his disciples or followers. If Jesus had allowed the day of his birth to become an annual celebration, he knew that people from that day forward would worship the day he was born rather than seeking to love him with all their heart, mind, body, and strength every day of the year. Since Jesus never commanded his people to celebrate his birthday or any other birthday, and he walked according to that, then we ought to walk as he did. Also consider that the Holy Spirit will only ever lead us toward Christ and obedience to his name. John 14:26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." John 15:26. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." The Holy Spirit will always guide us toward Jesus, and he will never lead us in a way which runs contrary to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Precisely as Jesus walked will be the way the Spirit leads us to walk. There is another consideration to make as it pertains to the birthday celebration. There are only 3 examples in all the Bible of someone's birthday being celebrated, and all 3 examples are deeply associated with suffering, death, and destruction. The first example of birthday celebrations comes from Pharaoh. Genesis 40:20-22. "And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them." As you can see, Pharaoh, on his birthday, hung his chief baker. The second birthday celebration in the Bible is found right in the beginning of the book of Job. Job 1, verses 4 through 5. "And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually." In verse 4, we see that the children of Job went and feasted at each other's houses whenever one of them had a birthday, hence the phrasing here of "every one his day." Job himself was considered a perfect and upright man in the eyes of God. Job 1:1. "There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Because he walked in the righteousness of God, it grieved his heart that his children were celebrating their birthdays, which went against the will of God." As it is said in verse 5, Job did all that he could to find forgiveness for his children. He did this by offering burnt offerings for each of them. Moreover, it says that Job did this continually, which means he did this every time his children gathered to celebrate each other's birthdays. He knew his children were sinning and cursing God in their hearts by celebrating their birthdays. Since he was a loving father and God-fearing man, Job did his best to help his children understand the error of their ways and sought to bring them to repentance before God. But his efforts ended in tragedy. The reality is that each of us are responsible for our own sins. Whether we stand or fall in the sight of God is based on our own personal choices. and if we fall, we cannot blame anyone else. As Job's children were eating, drinking, and celebrating their brother's birthday, a tornado was sent to the house they were in, and the end result was the death of all of Job's children. Job 1, 18 and 19. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." The third and final example of birthdays being celebrated in the Bible comes from the New Testament. Matthew 14, 6-10. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask, and she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her, and he sent and beheaded John in the prison. During his birthday celebration, Herod had promised to give the daughter of Herodias whatever she asked for. When she asked for the head of John the Baptist, he was obliged to give her what she desired. As you can clearly see, birthdays are always associated with death, destruction, and suffering. And if you will also notice in the scriptures, no one is recorded to have kept a feast or held a great banquet on Christ's birthday. It is only sinners like Pharaoh, Herod, and Job's children who make great rejoicings over the day they were born into this world. In all of the Bible, not one righteous servant of God celebrated any birthday. None of the apostles or the disciples, nor Jesus himself, ever held celebration of their birthdays. In fact, in all of the Bible, we read only about the wicked celebrating someone's birthday. The various customs with which people today celebrate their birthdays have a long history. Their origins lie in the realm of magic and religion. The customs of offering congratulations, presenting gifts, and celebrating, complete with lighted candles, in ancient times were meant to protect the birthday celebrant from the demons and to ensure his security for the coming year. Down to the 4th century, Christianity rejected the birthday celebration as a pagan custom. John 8:44, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Please also bear in mind that birthdays are a lie from the father of lies. The day we came out of our mothers is not the day of our birth. Life begins at conception, and by the time we are delivered into the world, we are somewhere around 9 months old, but it is virtually impossible to know the exact day in which conception took place. Since it is not the case that we are born into life in the moment we leave our mother's wombs, then the birthday celebration is nothing more than a lie. To say we are 12 months old a year after birth is a lie. Not only that, it belittles the fact that we are alive on day one. This may seem like a small issue for some people, but this is how Satan manipulates the minds of the masses. To deny the fetus its existence entirely by declaring life starts at birth makes it that much easier for us to come to a state of mind that says abortion is acceptable. When the Lord has given an abundance of information against celebrating birthdays, and not even so much as a syllable in the way of condoning or sanctifying the celebration of birthdays, and we as Christians are called to walk even as Jesus walked, then the answer is clear as far as what we are supposed to do about birthday celebrations. But more to the point of what we are talking about in this video, we now have ample evidence that the basis of Christmas is a farce. Not only do we have zero evidence that Jesus was born in the winter, but we also have an enormous amount of evidence that our Savior would never condone or accept the celebration of his birthday. We cannot sanctify something just because we have good intentions either. To say that celebrating Christmas is a good thing because it just means we are loving God is a contradictory statement. The Lord himself says that the way we display our love toward him is by obeying him. John 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14:21, He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14:23-24, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And yes, he is talking about his Ten Commandments here. Every way in which he walked was in perfect adherence to the Ten Commandments. His true children will have his law written upon their hearts and will follow his every command. No, we do not keep the law to get saved. We keep the law because we are saved. Hebrews 8:10, For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hebrews 10:16, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Since Jesus, in his absolute perfection, never gave license that we should celebrate his birthday, nor did he celebrate the day of his birth himself, nor did any righteous man of God celebrate it, then it is clear that to walk the straight and narrow path of Jesus Christ is the same obedience he displayed every day of his life, means to not celebrate his birthday either. To take it one step further, Scripture confirms that partaking in the celebrations of the world has no place in the Christian's life. We are called to be separate from the world. When Jesus prayed to his Father, he asked that he not take us out of the world, but that he would keep us from evil. John 17:15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Repeatedly in the Word of God, we find that joining in the merrymaking of the world is to be shunned. Time and again, the Holy Word of God says that to join in the world's traditions is to stand in opposition to God himself. To stand in the darkness of the world is to walk away from the light of God. Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. If you would like more information on holiday celebrations in general, please watch my video titled, Traditions of Man, Should Christians Celebrate Christmas, Easter, Halloween, or any other traditions? Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe when you have time so you can be updated when I release the other parts to this study. God bless.